So burnout is on the rise around the world. So our friends at the Huffington Post have compiled the 5 weekend morning mistakes we're all making that is screwing up the week to come. All right? So they just want to help us out. But I'll tell you the 5 mistakes we're all making and then the remedies. And you tell me why I don't think anyone's going to pick this up.
Okay.
Pick up these new routines.
These are mistakes we're making that are ruining our week.
Yes. We make them on the weekend and we're stuffing ourselves up come Monday.
Yep.
And then we get through to Friday. We make the same mistakes again. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
But you tell me the common theme of all these mistakes and the remedies. And you tell me what the people will think of them. Mistake number one is sleeping in. When Saturday and Sunday rolls around, apparently sleeping in is the worst thing you can do. Research shows that significant variability in sleep and wake times across the week is really not putting us in good stead for good mental clarity and having that up and go attitude if we're sleeping in of a weekend. Mistake number two is not hydrating first thing, not bounding out of bed and just sucking down some water.
Okay.
First things first, we've got to get some water into it. Not enough of us are doing this.
Right, so don't wake up, have a coffee straight away.
Yeah, the same. We're not hydrating.
Okay.
We're not hydrating.
So don't enjoy your night's rest for once in the week.
Yep.
And then just have water straight away.
Exactly. Don't enjoy a brunch. Nah, you need to be getting that H2O in.
Very good.
Mistake number three is not making yourself accountable to someone or something of a weekend. You know, they're saying children are good for this because that's who you're accountable for. But for the people who don't have children, have no reason to maybe get up at a prompt time of a weekend, you've got to be booking in an early Pilates class.
Right.
You've got to make that walk date with a mate so you have someone or something to be accountable to.
Purpose to get up.
A little bit of purpose, exactly, because just relaxing is really stuffing you up for the week ahead.
I wouldn't be doing that.
You've got to have a purpose. Yeah. Mistake number four is not utilizing your weekend to prep for the week ahead.
Of course.
So really just blowing your Saturday and Sunday for what? Leisure?
Yeah.
For what? Fun times.
No way.
And then come Monday, you're going, damn you, weekend, Jess. You didn't prep for the week ahead.
Yeah.
You've done no laundry. You know, there's no meals prepped in the freezer.
Yeah.
What am I meant to eat all week?
Mate, I'm a massive routine guy. Saturday and Sunday, I come in here and do a show to no one just so I don't lose momentum.
Yeah. You know what? Well, this doesn't... You were already across this. Did you write this article for the Huffington Post?
I did.
You're so good.
The amount of water that I'm having during those shows.
Oh, yeah. You're hydrated.
And mistake number five is we're not getting outside. You're telling me you want to chill out and you want to relax. And have nowhere to be.
Idiot.
You get outside and you do a workout. You get that fresh air into your lungs whilst you're sucking down some water and being held accountable for your actions with someone who's important who will make you feel guilty if you don't do it.
Yes.
So what I'm hearing is 7-day work week.
This is what I have gathered out of this article as well. Caroline Pearson, who has compiled these mistakes, I don't need to feel worse about my life.
Caroline has no life, or she's
not
happy about something.
Or maybe she's so happy with her Monday to Friday. She's like, why wouldn't you want to do this on Saturday
so
and Sunday?
So true. And you know what? When you love what you do, is it every day? Is it a chore?
You never work a day in your life,
exactly,
as they say.
Exactly.
Maybe Caroline wrote this article on a Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m.
Yeah.
After she'd been held accountable to her kids and drunk 3 litres of water.
Yeah.
But I like my weekends.
Yeah.
I like turning the phone, like leaving the phone downstairs.
Isn't the beauty of the week hating Monday? And then feeling a bit all over the shop Tuesday, coming back by Wednesday, then Thursday you're excited to do it all over again, then Friday you get loose again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
that's
you use Saturday
cycle.
And Sunday to forget those mistakes.
Saturday's massive, Sunday you're hurting, and then Monday you do it again.
Exactly.
You know?
Why have a life though, Ducko?
It's very true. You know what I mean? Why waste it?
Why have leisure when
why
you can be
leisure?
Productive?
We could tick off so many things.
Yeah, we could do so much. Thing is, when you do that on a weekend, like, I'm having a really chilled, healthy weekend, I'm up early, going for a walk, whatever.
I'm going to do 3 Pilates classes.
You get bored by 10 a.m.
Oh my God.
There's nothing to do.
The weekend drags out.
It just goes slow. I mean, that's saying when we don't have kids, obviously.
Yeah, this is coming from our perspective.
Yeah.
Nick, have you ever felt like, God, this weekend's dragging on?
Yeah, but for different reasons.
Yeah. You're like, oh God, I've got kids.
Yeah, it's like, you've done... Exact similar thing. Like, you've gone to the park, you went for a ride, you went around to a friend's house, and then you get home and you are cripplingly tired and you're like, it's 9 a.m.